Would you rather read a book or listen to it? I'm Marilyn Hickey, and I like having the choice. Now Charisma offers the option. You can either read the magazine or hear it. Download the Charisma Media Audio app at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit today. Download the app and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a governor disobeying his own orders while still keeping churches closed. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are On You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are On You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
On Monday, June 8th, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker joined with hundreds of demonstrators in a protest march for justice, calling for police and criminal justice reform. Ironically, the march started outside of a church that is banned from opening for services by Governor Pritzker. The ban on all in-person gatherings of more than 10 people until the fourth phase of his Restore Illinois plan greatly affects churches and other houses of worship. It could be a full year before the state enters into the fourth phase, where gatherings can be up to 50 people. Liberty Council is representing Elim Romanian Pentecostal Church and Logos Bible Ministries, and will be giving oral arguments on Friday, June 12th, to the 7th Court of Appeals. The churches are suing the governor for his unconstitutional executive orders keeping the churches closed and threatening destruction of property while allowing other essential commercial and non-religious businesses to remain open. For example, liquor stores and marijuana dispensaries, and disregarding crowd sizes and social distancing in big box stores, and now massive crowds of protesters. Matt Staver, the founder and chairman of Liberty Council, commented on the governor's recent actions, saying, "Suddenly Governor Pritzker decided it was essential to join throngs of people at a march organized by a church. However, churches have had to fight for their First Amendment right to meet because of his draconian restrictions. The governor's orders have been unconstitutional from the moment they were issued, and Liberty Council has had to drag him to court to remedy these actions once and for all." Liberty Council has added a supplemental brief pointing out the fact that Governor Pritzker is ignoring his own edicts regarding COVID-19 by attending large gatherings, walking, and speaking without social distancing. From a previous emergency injunction, the Illinois governor isn't imposing his 10-person limit on churches, but he can still reverse his order again. So Liberty Council isn't backing down in their fight for religious liberty as protected by the U.S. Constitution. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.